I'm Danica Juarez.
And I'm Jan James.
And this is
How's It Hold Up?
Hi, I'm Danica.
And I'm Jan.
And I'm Valerie.
And today, we watched a 1936 cartoon, Popeye specifically, Ice-ski, Love-ski, You-ski. Quick apology for not having an episode last week, a shorts episode. It's all my fault. Let's move past it.
I didn't have to edit, so I forgive you.
Yes, I forgive
That's fair.
You too.
I mean, you have no skin in the game, Mom, but...
I know, just thought
she
I'd throw it out
there. She has to report, just like the rest of us.
Sure, sure. Anyways, this time we watched a Popeye cartoon. To give a brief synopsis of it, Popeye and his old pal Bluto are trudging through the snow, going to Olive Oil's cabin to try to take her on a hiking date. She literally eeny, meeny, miny mows it and lands on Popeye. And Popeye's like, better luck next time, old pal. And then Bluto punches him into the snow and he's like, you're a sore loser. And, you know, leaves. And so then Popeye and Olive Oil, for most of the cartoon, are scaling a big cliff. And Bluto keeps trying to make bad things happen to Popeye. And then at the end, Bluto tries to steal Olive Oil and ski away with her. And Popeye goes after. She dislodges from Bluto onto a tree before Popeye even gets there. But then Popeye and Bluto are fighting. And, you know, Popeye wins. He eats the spinach earlier when he falls off the cliff. He eats the spinach and then rockets back up the cliffside. Mm-hmm. It's just silly. It's fun and it's silly. Mm-hmm. Enjoyable to watch. Lots of really good improv mumbling. Yeah. It's just endearing.
Yeah.
What you guys think?
It was enjoyable from start to finish. I laughed a lot.
It looked good. The dialogue was funny. What I liked from the animation is a lot of the physicality that was happening. I don't know. It was interesting. It was cool. I'd recommend it.
Let's get specific then. Let's talk about the story, as it were, and our three characters, Popeye, Bluto, and Olive Oil. What'd we think about this showing of them?
It was cute and it was funny. But I find it ironic that Olive Oil could have just as easily chosen Bluto, but yet when she is captured by Bluto, it's like, oh, this is the worst thing ever that
could
have happened.
Well, he's being rude about
it. He is being very rude about it. Yes, yes. But I just mean, you almost went on a date with him. But
well, I was thinking, it's like, does she do this little rhyme all the time? And like, what's the...
This particular cartoon makes me think that they have a Mario, Peach, and Bowser situation going, where like, they're just doing this all the time.
Right, right. But to me, I'm thinking it's like, okay, if you're using this same rhyme, you probably know where it's going to land based on where you start. So she might be like, oh, let me do the rhyme, but always like, you know, start with Popeye to end on Popeye or vice versa.
I think that ascribes, in my understanding of Olive Oil, too much forethought. She feels like a character who kind of just does stuff. She doesn't think a lot about it. She's maybe not the smartest person, but she's not the dumbest person. But mostly she just doesn't think before she does, I think.
Perhaps.
I like how, especially having lived in Wyoming and other areas with snow that you have to trudge through, the depiction of them with their long strides and their legs, you know, clomping down into this waist-deep snow, was so funny. I loved how she had, when they got to Olive Oil's house, again, the snow is like waist-deep, so there is, like, it's all around her house. And so she ends up opening a window, but it's a large window and it's just like a latch window. And then she climbs out of it and then she just leaves it wide open, of course. Like, okay.
I like that she's wearing a long skirt in the snow.
Yeah.
Great idea, girl. In the snow while scaling a cliff.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
To just, be fair.
Just great on all counts.
Getting yoinked up half the time.
That's true.
No.
I'm thinking more about what you said, Valerie. And I think what happens is that they play this game all the time, whether or not it's in the snow, and she always does Eeny Miny Moe starting with Popeye and like thinks that it could be different, but she doesn't think, she just always does that. So it always ends up being Popeye and Bluto's always mad about it. I think that's what happens.
And none of them are smart enough to realize that this isn't random.
I think Bluto's the only one who does realize because he's always the one losing. So at some point he actually paid attention and realized, but he tries to explain and they just not in one ear out the other.
They're like, no, I choose and I eeny, meeny, miny, mo. And, yeah. You know, whoever wins, wins.
And he's like, you don't, it matters who you start with, who you're going to end on. It's like, I go back and forth. What do you want? But then he's like, she's irresistible. That's my favorite conceit of the Popeye universe is that these two men think that this willowy stick of a weird woman is like the hottest person that has ever existed. And I love that for them.
What I like, and this is going into animation, is like when she goes out the window, like her trudging through, she's like not dainty or anything at all.
No, I know.
But yes, they're both like, it's her.
Yeah.
Oh, I know, her stride just so cracked me up. And then
she's a limp noodle. Just.
I know. It just, and then I love how when Bluto punched Popeye through there, then she goes back and she just starts pulling Popeye along.
Yeah.
And then, and we alluded to the fact that as they're scaling this cliff, Popeye keeps, well, he ties a rope around Olive Oil. So he goes up first with this rope and then he will yank her up. And it's just hilarious. In fact, at one point he goes up further up the cliff. And he's just like, again, the mumbling was hilarious. The dialogue that would go on. I can't even remember it. I wish I could more, but it was, I just had us laughing the whole time. But at one point he says something along the lines of, you know, I need to give you a rest or whatever. And so instead of just like yanking her all in one yank, he starts, you know, kind of hand over hand pulling her up. And then she's just kind of hanging there, like dangling and whatever as he's pulling her up.
No, yeah. It's like he'll yank her and she'll be pulled by her waist up and laying back. But then in that one, she's like an animal or a pet that you're just kind of carrying around their belly and she's just dangling there. It's so funny. So funny.
And yeah, Nana or Mom, sorry, that's mentioned that the mumbling, and like I've known that that's a part of Popeye cartoons for a long time and it was present in the earlier ones, but I think they're really hitting their stride here in 1936. I actually, full disclosure, you know, I watched a bunch of cartoons from 1936 and a lot of Popeye ones, and like this was the year where I started liking them more often than not liking them. And part of it is definitely their mumbling. They are getting very funny with their improv. Just like the stupid noises they'll make, the puns that they'll make, just the nonsense that they will mutter. It's just, it's wonderful. I'm like, I see why this is such an iconic part of this series now.
Popeye gets a lot of good ones. One that I really liked was, at some point Popeye like yodeled and then she responded as naturally as can be, as like they just do this all the time.
Yeah.
And then as they're scaling this mountain, Bluto goes in a cave and it's like there are these wonderful inner stairs that go all the way up.
It looks
up.
Like a ramp even.
Yeah, that spiral up and go to the top of this cliff where a cabin is. And then I find that so funny. This is their walk because wasn't Olive Oil in a cabin? But they're hiking up this cliff.
It's their hiking cabin.
I guess so. And then so much good animation that we talked to. Somehow in this cabin, you know, Bluto gets the skis. But at one point when he's trying to go after Bluto, Popeye smashes a tree and it goes into skis, which is so funny. I love that kind of transformation.
It feels like an allusion back to like I think it was the first Popeye short we saw.
Yeah.
That like started with him doing a lot of that exact joke of like punching things and it would turn into a bunch of smaller versions of like a crafted object. And he did that a bunch. And this feels like a nice allusion to that while also not, like, ruining the pace like the old one did. Yeah. This is like, he punches it, he gets the skis, and he goes. He gets two skis, and he also gets, like, two poles, which he uses to, like, launch himself, but otherwise leaves.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was great.
I just love that kind of physical transformation humor. It is just great.
Oh, one thing I also liked animation-wise was whenever they were climbing up the mountain, the way Popeye climbs up the mountain, and whenever he gets knocked off by Bluto in the different scenarios, he recovers really quickly and, like, bounds up the side in, like, a really fluid way. I don't know, some sort of aminal. Yeah, I just really liked the physicality of all the animation.
I liked Bluto's climbing cycle also.
Yeah,
just kind of shaking that booty back and forth. Yes. Like a weird spider crab as he goes.
Yeah. Oh, and thinking of kind of a shimmy, when Bluto and Popeye first came to Olive Oil and we were standing outside her house, I was cracked up because Bluto was just doing this constant little shimmy as they were waiting for her to open up the window. It was so funny looking. But yeah, and then as the ski and their the kind of fight ski scene was really, really well done too.
Let's go on to the part that our podcast is named after. How's it hold up? I mean, honestly, like, well, I mean, you know, there's the central conceit of most Popeye cartoons, which is that two guys are fighting over this girl. But, like, this is one of the ones where that feels least egregious because it honestly just feels like these three idiots are doing this constantly, like, of their own volition. Like, yeah, Bluto's a big bully, but, like, they keep inviting him on ski trips is what it feels like. Like, they keep letting him be a part of their lives, so, like, it's not that objectionable to them. It's just silly. It's dumb. Yeah, I don't know. I don't, unless there's like a mumble in there that had a slur that I don't know about, okay, which I don't think is the case. Like, I think they're, I don't think any of their mumbling was offensive. So, no, I mean, it seems to hold up well.
Yeah, and I would even go so far to say is even when Olive Oil was like damseled, I mean, she wasn't always totally, she got herself out of things. And then even when she was hanging on the tree and she came flying back at with Popeye, her legs are like, you know, spread apart. But again, she was well covered. So, I mean, you know, it's not insinuating, whatever. So, yeah, I think it was just funny. Everything was really cute and funny.
Let's go on to our favorites and least favorites. What was your least favorite moment in the cartoon?
That's hard.
I know, it's hard. It's gonna be hard. I can't think of anything that even really drug.
I don't have much else, so unless you guys come up with something better, I'm gonna say the part where they're skiing down the hill and they go on, there's like the kind of caverns between them that'll make them go wide, and then they'll go back in and they'll hit each other, and then they'll go wide and they'll hit each other. I don't know. I could have shaved like one or two cycles off of that.
Yeah, literally, I was going to say the same thing. That's the only thing that I can even think of that maybe it wouldn't have hurt to have some, you know, some of it cut.
I guess I'll have to agree, or maybe like in the cycles, do something a little different to keep it engaging. It. Yeah, yeah. All right, I'll agree.
What was your favorite moment in the cartoon? Honestly, I think for me, it's the beginning. Just this setup of like Popeye and Bluto, two pals, heading off to see Olive Oil, this person they know they compete over. She eeny, miny, moes it. And then it all is set into motion. It's just so like, it almost feels like a farce of the setup of a Popeye cartoon. And I love that.
It's hard to pinpoint a specific climbing moment, but the one where they're very, they have a good pace going and Bluto's not quite interrupting them yet, where like they do the yodeling thing. I like the, it's the combination of the animation of them climbing, of their banter back and forth. Yeah, it's delightful.
Yeah, that's a really good one. I think I am going to go a little bit closer, Danica, to where you were saying the beginning, where for me, where Olive Oil comes out of the window and her non-graceful trudging through the snow just especially just cracked me up. So I think I'm going to say that.
Who was your least favorite character? This is difficult because they're all great in this.
Oh, no.
I think I'll give it to Bluto because I think he didn't have quite as funny mumble dialogue.
Yeah, of the three, he definitely was more leaning on mumbling incoherently, or like that we couldn't hear.
He's got a deep voice.
Yeah, yeah. He was like, it felt more of the earlier time where it was just giving you a sense of his emotion, rather than now with Olive Oil and Popeye, they're actually saying things. So yeah, I'll agree with Bluto.
Same here. I'll make it unanimous.
Who was your favorite character? Also difficult.
Difficult, but I think I'm going to go with Olive Oil. She cracked me up the most. And yeah, if I had to rate, I think I'd say Olive Oil, Popeye, and then Bluto. But yeah, I'm going to pick Olive Oil.
I'll go with Popeye for this one. I liked his puns. It feels like he has the most opportunities for it.
He's really going for it.
Yeah, like they get to the top as they're climbing, but Bluto has broken a twig. And stepped on it. And so he said, Popeye was like, just in the twig of time.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just silly.
And towards the end of the cartoon, he like punches Bluto through a bunch of stuff and says, I'll be skiing ya. Yeah. He's there with the puns. Mm-hmm. I'll say Olive Oil. And the thing that puts it over the top is where Bluto reached up and grabbed her. And she did this scream babbling nonsense that made all three of us laugh out loud. Let's go on to our overall consensus and what we would rate it.
Yeah, I really enjoyed this short. I definitely recommend it just because it's enjoyable. It's well-paced. The characters are funny. The dialogue is funny. And I'll go ahead and just give it a 4 because I think it was a well-made cartoon. Enjoyable. I'd be happy to watch it again.
I'm going to agree. I definitely recommend it. I'm also going to give it a 4. And I just really, really enjoyed it.
Yes, it's great. This is a good year for Popeye cartoons. I can attest. I had to cut a bunch of them to narrow down and not just have the ones we watch for 1936 be all Popeye cartoons. But this is a great one. I think this one's basically on here just because I liked it a lot, rather than like historically important or anything. It's a lot of fun. I'll give it a 4. You should check it out.
Cool.
Thank you all very much for listening.
Thank you.
And next time, we will be returning to Looney Tunes, who, if we recall, now has Tex Avery. It's going to be a Porky Pig cartoon, and it's also going to be the precursor for a much later cartoon star's type of comedy. You'll find out what I mean then. Bye!
Bye!
This has been How's It Hold Up with Danica Juarez and Jan James. You can find our podcast on Twitter at How's It Hold Up Pod. That's with each word capitalized and no apostrophe. Also, if you'd like to support us, we have a Patreon. You can find us at patreon.com/user?u=2790566. Every little bit helps, and even with a minimum pledge, you get access to things you won't hear in our main podcast feed. Check it out for more info. The two pieces of music used in this episode were created by Kevin MacLeod. You can find both The Curtain Rises and Cool Cats at incomptech.com. That's incomptech.com. Both songs were licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. More info on that can be found at http://creativecommons.org/licenses/by/3.0. Thanks for listening.
It's in black and white, so if you're a person who needs your cartoons to be in color, get over yourself. But...
oh my gosh. I'll probably cut that. That's so combative.
That's true.
Yeah,
trying to spice it up.